This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think Georgia, it's hard to overlook the history, and it's hard to know what type of Florida team is going to show up. I mean, some teams start playing better with their interim coach. This is one case, though, where it's like, as bad as the Billy Napier experience was, his guys never quit on
him. No, they lost games, but it wasn't like, oh, my God, like, this is the worst team ever. It's like they just lost games.
Right. And so now you wonder, like, okay, are they going to stay motivated because they never quit on Billy? They're not going to quit on the interim. Or the alternative to that is, like, they really were fighting for Billy, and they just kept finding ways to lose games, in part because he was such a bad in-game coach. But now that they've lost the Gipper, it's like, are they going to just mail it in and have one eye on the portal in the end of the season? So, this one, I actually think this week could be a little bit quiet for upsets, although those are kind of famous last words. Ohio State, Penn State.
Maybe K-State can knock out Tech.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because K-State's been playing better.
Yeah, that's a good one there. And then and then BYU goes to Tech the following week.
Yeah.
And so that's probably the bigger thing, is that getting around to your original question, is it all looks so neat in the Big 12 right now. It's like it's kind of setting up for this maybe BYU Texas Tech clash, and then maybe there's a rematch in the Big 12 championship game or something. I just think the Big 12 is going to implode in the final month of the season. Like, I thought, like, oh, Texas Tech is head and shoulders above the rest. I don't know. I may have been wrong on that, particularly the injury at quarterback. I think in the end, it's going to get wild and messy in the Big 12, and it's not going to be nearly as neat as what it was looking when Texas Tech was rolling everybody in the beginning of the season.
All right, safe travels, my man.
Okay, thanks.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, let's get into the list. We'll do it next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. YouTube TV. Well, I don't know how many of those. I would assume if you're listening to us and you have YouTube TV, you know that this week could suck for you.
Yeah, they know. They probably got an email or something.
Now, good news is there's some store credit coming your way. Yeah. Seems like $20 coming your way. That's as good as watching the games.
Woo!
According to Awful announcing, late on Thursday night, less than an hour before the midnight Eastern deadline, both ESPN and YouTube released statements indicating that they have not reached a new distribution deal and that the Disney-owned networks, including the ESPN family of networks, will go dark on YouTube TV. According to Awful on announcing, by all accounts, the main sticking point in this negotiation is the per-subscriber fee YouTube TV will pay Disney. According to Puck's John Orrand, YouTube TV is angling for a price in line with other major distributors like Comcast and Charter. Typically, carriers with more subscribers are able to negotiate lower rates. That makes sense. Hey, you're still, we've got a million more subscribers. Make the price go down a little bit. Typically, carriers can negotiate the lower rate. Disney, on the other hand, wants to keep YouTube's TV fee, YouTube TV's fee in line with other similarly sized distributors. So, first off, let's do the obvious. Who are we rooting for? And I think we've officially reached the point in all TV disputes where it's like, can they both lose? Because it feels like the only people that are actually losing now are just us.
Yeah.
It's just people wanting to watch sports. Like, that's who winds up losing. Because this is one where I don't really know, like, when I break it down, because we're looking at numbers offhand. So YouTube right now claims YouTube TV. I beg your pardon.
Yep.
YouTube TV. So the actual TV subscription, not just, hey, I have a YouTube or YouTube premium account, right, whatever. The actual subscribers to YouTube TV, YouTube claims it's 10 million now, which was up from the end of last quarter, I think was 9.4. Mm-hmm. Charter leads the way at 12.1 million. And then not far behind was Comcast at like 11.4. Then you have DirecTV at 11.
Yep.
And then YouTube TV is at 9.4, 10, whatever you want to call it, at fourth. Here's the problem. YouTube's saying we want to be charged like the other guys that are ahead of us.
Yeah.
And ESPN's like, well, no, you don't have as many subscribers as they do. YouTube kind of has a point in this. At fifth place, mm-hmm, which, spirit of full disclosure, did not know was still a thing. Dish Network's still out there in the streets. But they're at 5 million. So YouTube is way closer
to the top.
To the top than they are to number 5. So that's one where I can kind of see the point. And also, I'm sure what YouTube is thinking is, we have 10 million subscribers right now.
Yeah.
You guys are in the media business.
You know where it's going.
You think we're going to have more or less subscribers in 5 years? Mm. Now, I guess from ESPN's perspective, which is, hey, man, like, as soon as if we give you a price that's more in line with Charter, we're going to have DirecTV in here next. Mm-hmm. And they're going to sit there and go, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
Like, and so I do understand there's a bit of a negotiation. Here's where I'm a little bit woke, though. Is this a ploy by the mouse to get everybody to sign up for ESPN Unlimited?
You know, it kind of feels like it.
So,
I mean,
what was our
first? I could see them playing hardball.
George, do you remember what was a couple of months ago? Mm-hmm. We got woke on. It was like right after the launch.
Oh. What were they doing then? Because that wasn't a dispute, was it? Or
I know they've had. Maybe it was affiliates.
Yeah,
maybe it was some. I mean, we always go through the same thing. It's either your local affiliate that has the ABC channels or NBC, like they're
it's a
in
dispute with Nextstar.
They're in a
or
dispute
whatever.
Or one of the big cable companies is. But my other thought was, listen, I'm not here to always turn this like 100% back on Roger Goodell, but I have to ask, where's the commission? This. For those that don't know, Google and the NFL, very much in business right now.
Oh, yeah.
You telling me the commish couldn't get this thing solved? Because I don't know. Guys, where is Monday Night Football played?
Mm-hmm. Good old.
Does this thing get to next week?
I don't think so.
Because if we get to Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
Or is this the commish trying to destabilize the market? Y'all ready to really get your tinfoil hats on?
That's the Reynolds wrap.
This is where you get creative right here.
The commish could, are we all in agreement the NFL could do something about this?
I always feel
100%.
Like,
easy.
There's no question they could get involved and figure this out.
Yeah.
Who is the NFL and who do they stand to gain a 10% equity in after the sell of NFL Network goes through?
Yep.
That would be
ESPN.
The E.
Yeah.
Are they maybe trying to destabilize Google from the NFL package and maybe trying to move Sunday Ticket over to the Everything app, ESPN.
I think there's some pushing out going on now.
Again, I think what the NFL likes is actually like having money from everywhere. But here would be my the question that I'd ask as I go full Floria. I think part of what we're seeing the NFL is, if you look at the recent deals that they've done, I think they've even kind of tacitly admitted, I don't know if we can just say the room for growth is just to get more and more TV money every single time. So what they've been doing is they got a stake in CBS and Paramount through the Skydance merger, and then they just acquire the stake in ESPN. It seems like now what they're trying to do is, okay, well, maybe we can't just make all the money selling the TV rights. It's maybe at peak value, but we're going to have stakes in these media companies, so therefore like we can control, rather than just having them pay us blindly, we now can just take all their actual profits and take a stake of it. So wouldn't you prefer it to be housed at a place that you already have a stake in? Because I don't really see Google sitting there going like, yeah, we want to invite the commissioner in and give him a 10% stake of our company. It's something that annoys me. So I guess, has YouTube had to deal with SEC wrath yet?
I saw the college. It was a lot of college football.
But have they ever had to? They know what it means to? Just means more.
Yeah, they're gonna feel it real soon.
Because the first ones that ever found out, DirecTV tried to play hardball back when the SEC Network launched.
SEC Network. Yep.
And DirecTV found out the hard way.
It wasn't long.
Well, it's honestly one of the best periods of like Dish Network's business, because Dish Network said right off the bat, like, "Hey, we'll do it."
Yep.
And then they started marketing in the South. You want SEC Network? It's on Dish. Mm. It's not on DirecTV. And then DirecTV caved basically like right before the season started. Yep. But I don't know if Google has had a... George, can you look at... Has Google had an ESPN dispute yet? Didn't they have...
Take a look.
I think this was an extension. I think this was a dispute that was happening earlier. I don't recall them having an ESPN dispute yet.
Is this...
The more we talk it out, I hate to say this. Uh-huh. I'm not really in the business of defending ESPN and the mouse. I think Google's screwing up. I think Google's taking the approach of, this business matters so little to us. Like, in the grand scheme of Google, I mean, what percentage of revenue is YouTube TV generating for their company? I mean, does it even register on the pie chart?
With that few subscribers, especially relative to what YouTube does, other than that, I mean, advertising, premium account, stuff like that, probably nothing too crazy.
So their margins were 10 to 15%.
I'm not seeing anything.
So in 2024, the operating income was $200 million. What is Google's yearly income?
I'm not seeing any disputes with Disney before this one.
Okay, in quarter three alone, Google made $34.9 billion.
Quarter three.
Now that's revenue.
You brought up 2024 from the YouTube TV numbers. Just from ad revenue, 2024 ad rev alone for YouTube was approximately $36 billion.
Okay, but I'm trying to see, that's from all of YouTube or YouTube TV?
All of YouTube.
$36 billion?
On just ad revenue. That's not including subscriptions. That's only from ads.
So maybe it's 25%. I don't know, because I'm sure also part of Google's argument is going to be, we are where everything's headed. This is also just the classic, like, this is the problem where No, I'd like to see a point in the U.S. history where the consumer gets screwed as much as the consumer gets screwed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the one hand, yes, it's never been better to be a sports fan in the sense that if you basically want to watch something,
you can.
There is a way.
Yeah.
But it is basically costing us an entire paycheck.
Yeah, you gotta.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or you gotta know some people.
I feel like, though, isn't it getting harder to kind of cheat the system?
Yeah, it's definitely getting harder. It's getting harder, no doubt about it.
This is like the one thing I've always been a scaredy cat on.
Uh-huh.
I've always just been convinced. Maybe it was growing up in the era of Napster. Let me tell you about it, kids. It was awesome. Napster, LimeWire. I just live in fear of the cops showing up, knowing full well they're not going to. But like the idea of either corrupting every electronic device in your house or just getting caught, like that's always been the one. So I've never really, the closest I've ever got to trying to steal was on one of the, we did our honeymoon.
Be careful now.
No, I'll admit it. We did our honeymoon 2 years after we got married, and it was game two, Grizzlies Warriors.
Okay.
And I paid Delta for all of the, I want all the entertainment.
Yeah.
And so I was supposed to have access to, because it was on ESPN.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to have access via my computer. I just logged in to try and watch. But as soon as we crossed the Atlantic, I was in international waters. We no longer had.
Nope. Yep.
So, like, I watched the first quarter.
Yep.
And then, because we were flying out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, basically, I watched the first quarter, and then it shuts off. And so, at that point, then I started trying to find every possible illegal stream, which apparently at 35,000 feet is very difficult to do.
Yeah, you bet.
Because they also have, like, they have their Wi-Fi set up to a lot of the, a lot of the go-to spots were blocked.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. RIP Stream East.
Man.
Yeah, well, there was one even before that. Like, what was hot in the street in 2022?
Geez.
There was one with, like, a little devil head logo.
It's been a couple, man.
Because I remember one time trying to, there was a blackout on a, there was a blackout locally with another fight where I was trying to watch, like, Grizzly Suns, maybe.
Mm.
And then I was like, tried to watch it from my phone and then stream it to my Apple TV. Like, it's just.
Oh, those local disputes are the ones that.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that get you. Those are. Oh, I remember those days. Mm. Horrible.
All right. So, everyone out there with YouTube TV, I'm sorry. Find a friend that either has ESPN Unlimited.
Cash in on their favor.
I'm surprised Russell Wilson hasn't tried to file a trademark claim on ESPN Unlimited.
Why you think
he's Mr. Unlimited? Man, it is so brutal because inevitably when Jackson gets hit in the head and has to go to the blue tent to beat the concussion test every week, man, when he has to come in and throw a pass, everybody just loses their mind.
Yeah.
Like, you can just, it's just, even Dable loses his mind. Like,
I mean, he ran into a tent.
Like, correct. Like, the thought, he saw one Russell Wilson pass again and he was just like, I don't care how many fingers he's holding up.
Like,
just get him back out there. Russ is rich. He's married to Sierra.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He'll be all right.
Let's do college football. All right, boys. How are we feeling about this weekend? So, obviously, tonight we got Memphis and Rice. We've talked about it.
Yep.
If we're talking about this game on Monday, something went wrong, Tigers. This is one of the weeks where it's like, I don't care if you cover. Like, get out of there with one more point, and you got a big one next week. Which obviously, I think that helped last night, right?
It definitely added some more chaos, for sure.
I mean, does it make Tulane a little bit more desperate?
Does it help?
So,
like,
I'm actually kind of in the neither here nor there.
Uh-huh.
Because I have felt like, I've been telling George, Tulane weirdly gets a lot of respect.
Yeah.
But if you've watched them this year, and I'm not even just talking.
No. They've crawled throughout
correct.
These games.
Like, Army should have beaten them.
Yeah.
Like, they've not looked good.
No. They just win.
Correct. And last night, they go up against UTSA, who has not had a good season, but they do have a great running back.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to really exposed Tulane's defense, and then all of a sudden it's like Tulane's selling out to stop the run, and it's one-on-ones all day, and McCown could just throw that out.
I don't think it helps you. I mean, there is a – because at the end of the day, there's a committee here that we're dealing with. And the committee, I think, like, you know, they could look at it from the standpoint of Tulane has been a lot of close games, but Tulane is a – brand over the last few years. They've been really good.
They've got a decent win over Duke.
They got a decent win over Duke.
They have a win over Northwestern. I don't know how to categorize a win over Northwestern. It's like fine, whatever. Yeah. I think they're better than Northwestern.
There's no doubt it would have looked decent on the Memphis resume to me before this week.
I'm even mainly just thinking in terms of conference race.
Okay,
that's how I'm looking at it.
Thinking about the playoffs.
Because my thing is
you have to win the conference. You got to win the conference.
But
right?
I guess this would be my argument. You have to beat them anyway. It doesn't matter. So
you got to win.
The fact that they win or they get beat last night in the fashion that they do, I don't think that necessarily helps. Because if you were in a situation where, okay, let's say if the fact that the UAB loss exists, you don't have margin for error anyway. No. The only way I think it's good for you is if you needed to be in a situation where you beat USF, you could afford a loss to Tulane. As long as you beat Navy, you still wind up in the championship game. By losing to UAB, I just think it's neither here nor there. Like, you were going to have to win out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in the mode of, I don't really care.
Yeah.
All right, so we also got famous last words. I think Carolina gets their first ACC win tonight. Vibes are bad with my boy Fran Brown. He hates his quarterback right now, Ricky Collins.
Poor Ricky Collins.
Yeah. He's not in favor.
They had something going, too, man. Early in the season?
I mean, that's the other thing. If you're also a Tennessee fan, you're kind of annoyed because it's like there was a chance for a while that could look like a good win. Like, we went to Atlanta and we kicked their ass. But now, not there. Mm-mm. Okay, so let's get to tomorrow. All right. Cobb made a good point yesterday, and this made me lay way too many points in a conference game.
Oh, boy.
You know why kind of betting on Ohio State right now is somewhat foolproof?
What's that?
Because they can't run the ball that well, they have to throw it. And because they have to throw it, that means they got to throw it to one of their four NFL receivers that nobody can cover. So they wind up just always scoring because it's like, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Because they don't have the ability to say, like, all right, we're just going to salt the game away and run. Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of have to keep throwing it. So there's that aspect of it, which could always be fun tomorrow. But then we have Vanderbilt in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually not all that concerned about this. Texas can't just keep getting away with this. Because the way that I look at it is, you've got Vandy this week at Georgia and then A&M. One of them is beating them. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just not all that concerned with it. But I will say this. It would be nice to just go ahead and put it to bed.
Mm.
But there is part of me that wonders this. So I don't know how much y'all got to watch of Vandy and Missouri last week.
Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of it.
I guess the nice way to say would be Vandy won its clunker. But the other way to look at it is, what if they're starting to kind of what if they're kind of running out of gas?
The bumps and bruises are starting to pile up.
Well, and what if now teams are sitting there going, listen, I know Blake Baker is who he is, and so he's just gonna blitz and bring some man coverage, but we're just not gonna do that, and we're gonna make Diego beat us with his arm. And that's kind of what Missouri did.
And Texas is probably the best run defense in the nation right now.
And
guess
who definitely does not have to blitz?
They can
control the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
So there is part of me that's worried about that. With that being said, I am not here to abandon the ship on Diego. This man has won me so much money over the course of his career.
He's rolling.
Particularly as an underdog.
Yeah.
I'll say this. It's one where I'm like, I'm with you, Diego, but we are going into battle and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Have we gotten an update on Arch?
I think all indications are he's playing.
Okay.
I do think it would be. So here's the thing. Blake and I talked about it last segment. It would be hilarious if, I always forget his name. Is it Cunningham? What's his?
Oh, their backup.
The backup quarterback.
What is his name?
It sounds like a generic, like,
let's see,
like generic white guy, like that probably played high school football in Texas.
Was it there? I can't remember if they're going with the freshman or the senior.
No, it's the senior. He threw the TD pass against State.
Caldwell.
Yeah, Caldwell.
Yeah, Matt Caldwell.
Matt Caldwell. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. It would be hilarious if, like, he came in and lit it up, and then you're like, what happens? I would also point this out. I know it's fun to crap on Arch, and I'm not going to stop anyone from making jokes. As awful as Texas offense is to watch, mm-hmm. he has not been the problem the last month.
He's played better.
Like, he's been fine. And on top of that, they can't block anyone, and he is nimble enough to make something happen.
Yeah.
With that said,
I'll give you that.
part of the reason why I also kind of like Vandy, if he does play, guys, I know we take concussions very, very seriously, of course.
Absolutely.
He got one.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure you just bounce back after
you might,
6 days.
You might see 13 guys
Correct.
Out there.
He might still be having...
Throw it to the one in the middle.
Right. Listen, I know there are ways...
Might be on Jameis mode.
Spoiler alert for everyone out there. There are ways to beat the test. I'm just saying, I don't know if he's going to be fresh as a daisy. Because he was out cold.
Oh,
he got
tagged.
Filleted. And like, it was so bad, the sideline doctor was like doing the move where he's holding him up like on the small of his back as he's walking, and like it's like, oh, he has no idea where he is.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not making light of concussions. I'm just talking about this from a gambling perspective. These are the things that matter. All right, then let's get to the Vols, because I am slightly scared.
Why?
That I love Tennessee so much this week.
Okay.
Because
you came around.
I don't think Oklahoma's that good.
Well, yeah, we talked about this.
Now, I do understand there is this flip side of what's Tennessee's best win. Okay. Touche. Name a game, though. Even the Alabama game, the final score got sideways.
Yeah.
Down to down, they were in it. The whole game flips on two plays. The safety, that was a bad move by Aguilar. And then the pick six. Bad move by Aguilar. I also understand you can sit there and go, what's the common denominator there? Aguilar. Touche. That was on the road. This is at home. I've been saying this, guys. Mateer's fun, but he's not great.
Mm-hmm.
He is very fun.
Yeah.
I also weirdly... I don't think Tennessee's defense is as bad as everyone keeps... I think they gamble. I think they are big risk takers, and so they get beat on explosives. But I think the defensive line's still decent.
It's decent.
The secondary is...
You got a couple dudes.
Fine.
But it's like, yeah.
But like...
It's not the deepest.
Who's... I don't know. I mean, to me, like, Ole Miss did a decent job. Ole Miss had two busts. And that defense gets, like, torched.
Yeah.
Yep.
They really had two busts. Other than that, that was about it. I think Tennessee can do the same thing.
Yeah, it's one of those typical, you know, you got a quote-unquote on paper, it's a great offense versus the great defense. And
great.
Those have been...
Great. Also tough for Oklahoma to sit there, moonwalk, and then go...
Brent Venables is a great defensive guy. I'll lay it at that.
100%.
I'll lay it at that.
He is a great defensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
I totally agree with you on that. And that defensive line is legit.
They're
nasty.
They got some dudes.
Nasty, but I don't – that secondary wasn't all that scary.
And Tennessee's going to throw the ball. I'm with you, though. I don't – of those two games, you know, the Vandy-Texas one is the one where I feel like is a little bit more – like, I wouldn't be surprised if Texas won that game.
No, that –
I'd be very surprised if Oklahoma won.
If we're talking about – to me, it's like if we're talking about –
Yeah.
3 point, like both games are roughly three.
Yep.
I just have way more faith that Tennessee's the favorite that's going to win. But to your point, it's almost like, okay, we'll do it by the flip side. It's like, if Vandy beats Texas, I'm not that surprised. I'm worried that I will be surprised tomorrow if Oklahoma wins.
Unless it's like,
okay, I'm watching the game and Aguilar throws five picks. Like, for instance, if you watched the LSU-Florida game.
Yeah.
And you somehow blacked out when every time DJ threw a pick, you would have been somewhat surprised Florida lost.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you saw him throw five picks, you're like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying if this game is played relatively cleanly, I will be surprised if Oklahoma wins.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
But that scares me because I don't know if that's a good spot to be.
In Neyland?
It's in Neyland at night, and also I saw this post.
Uh-huh.
Was the Tennessee hype video that was an homage to Tron better than the last Tron that just came out with Jared Leto? That was an important question that was being asked.
Yeah,
I didn't see the Tron with Jared Leto. I did see him try to do that viral thing where these actors now, they go into movie theaters and they try to like thank people for being in the theaters.
Yeah.
And he went into like an AMC in LA and it was like maybe 1/4 full. And he still did the spiel. And then also, whoever was in charge of his camera, like...
Oh, yeah. You could have...
Like, yeah.
Focus on the little corner
correct.
Section over there.
There were other angles you could have picked.
Come on now.
like, no... The Tom Cruise one, when he did it for the last Mission Impossible. Uh-huh. Notice his camera guy was even with where Tom comes in.
Yeah.
We don't actually know what was behind him.
Yeah.
We just saw Tom walking in and then delivering the spiel. Just saying.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, there's some people in this room. Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. We'll pick our five favorite games of the weekend. We'll do it next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company. 92.9 FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, I'll lay out the ground rules this week. Since, obviously, the World Series can end tonight, if Toronto wins, it's over. If you want to say included in my pick of five is Game 7, even though knowing we like it's entirely possible we won't have Game 7, if you just want to include Game 7 on your list, I'm totally fine with that.
Oh yeah, I definitely was going to do that.
Because
me too.
I was definitely going to do that.
Would be we'd be at 7? Is that 7 p.m.?
Let's take a look. I'm because pretty sure.
Do we also have a Jaden Daniels update? Because this could be the easiest move. This could literally be just like Monday night,
mm-hmm.
where the first half was mildly interesting between the Chiefs and the Commanders, and then you saw the first series of the second half, and you're like, okay, I'm done here.
Flipped channel.
And then you flipped it over to get sound with Dodgers. With Dodgers Blue Jays game 3.
It is a 7 o'clock first pitch.
Okay.
Your pitching matchup, Yamamoto and Gausman.
Okay, no, but if we had, if necessary, game 7, what would that be? Because we do have a situation where the Commanders.
Oh, on Monday.
No. Game 7 Sunday night. Sunday. But oh. Sunday night is Seahawks and Commies.
Oh. Yep.
And if Jaden's not playing, I can tell you that's not going to be a fun watch.
It would be 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that could actually be a nice spot. All right, number 5, George, you can lead us off.
My number 5, I'm actually going with where game day is at this weekend, Cincinnati at Utah,
like
two very solid Big 12 teams at this point in the season facing off. A lot of playoff implications that we've talked about a bunch this week.
Is anybody else scared of that line? I took the trap.
Scared.
I think Cincinnati's good.
They made me a lot of money.
Like, that's the thing. Is like, I think Cincinnati's good.
That offense, the quarterback.
What is the line?
It's 10.
It's 10 and a half.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm sitting there going like, yeah. What? I took the cheese. Like, I could, I will.
Yeah.
This can be Saturday night at 9:45, and I go, I know better. I've seen these kinds of lines before, but I know better.
Yep.
And I realize.
But like, Dampier's been kind of and. Sorsby's been elite.
It's
really good.
It's the defense, man. It's the defense, and they count on them to score. Kind of slowing down Sorsby down, but he's been so good. I mean, he
phenomenal,
he carved.
Their entire running game has been so good.
Yeah.
They've been able to run it on everyone. So I don't. Yeah. That's one of those ones where I just said, "All right, I'm trusting my eyes. And I'm going with it."
Mm-hmm.
All right, DeMichael, you're number 5.
Number 5 for me. I'm gonna go over to the NFL.
Okay,
let's do Vikings Lions.
Watching JJ?
Yeah, because, I mean, I just want to see it. And you know, he's got a couple weeks off, whatnot. Like, this is a hate watch game for me, by the way, for those who don't know. This is very much a hate watch game. But I'm going to watch it.
Underrated storyline in that game?
What's that?
Watching Justin Jefferson. Because I think Justin Jefferson has been backed into a corner that he probably never thought he'd be, which is he's going to say, I miss Carson Wentz.
it could get to that,
and I mean, remember the first game JJ played, like, until like they
like a triple option offense,
yeah,
like,
and Justin was just like, what is going on here?
He was Georgia Tech Calvin Johnson.
No, there's yeah, well, at least Calvin got like four screen, like, scheme plays, like, you know what I mean? It's like option, like. And then, all right, well, here's a 90-yarder. Yeah, like, at least he got that. All right, my number 5 is I'm going Colts and Steelers.
Uh-huh.
I'm in this weird spot with the Colts where I don't think it's fake. Like, I don't think they're frauds.
There's a but.
I can't bring myself to sit there and go, they're going to win the AFC. But, like, to me, they do what you're supposed to do.
Is it because of your boy?
I do love Daniel. Mm. Daniel's won a playoff game. Yeah. He's got more playoff wins than Herbert.
And he contract did it with your Daniel Jones, baby.
And he did it with the Giants offensive line. And Saquon. But again, he's won more playoff games than Herbert has.
Yeah.
But there's also this thing with the Steelers where if you would have told me through 7 games the Steelers are going to be 4-3, I would have been like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way that it's looked. Truthfully, Rodgers has been even better than I expected.
Yeah.
But the defense looks old and very expensive, and it got that way really fast.
Yeah, really fast. I mean, those corners, I mean, when you picked up Ramsey and Slay, it didn't sound bad, but when you saw.
Did we all kind of forget they're both, like, 33, 34?
Yeah, when you factor in the age and the way they both have gotten sliced up a little bit.
It's what I told Giannotto when the Commanders traded for Lattimore.
Ooh.
And I was always like, hey, man.
That's been fun.
The Saints traded him for a reason.
Yeah. Premium corners aren't just going.
Correct.
You see the Packers, like, were like, oh,
maybe,
Zaire?
Like, there's the occasional. It's a lot like the left tackle. It's like occasionally you get dum-dums like the Texans that'll be like, yeah, he had a lot of false starts, so let's get rid of our best tackle. Let's get rid of our best tackle. But, yeah, that's a problem. All right, George, you're number 4.
My number 4, I am dipping into the NFL here. I'm going to go with Kansas City at Buffalo for my number 4. I think these two teams still should be in it. I'm just more interested in some of the other games we've got this weekend.
All right.
Number 4 for me, I'm going back to college.
All right.
USC Nebraska.
It's Good uniform game.
Great uniform game.
It is the stoppable force versus the movable object.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've got Lincoln Riley on the road.
Yep.
And Matt Rhule versus the top 25 team.
Yep. that's usually money.
Something's got to give.
Usually money.
Something has to give. All right, my number four, this game gets docked just because I don't know how watchable it's going to be, but I am interested. It's Vandy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But would any of us be surprised if this game is 13-10?
No.
Like, at all?
No.
All right, so the watchability.
It's going to be a struggle, yeah.
All right, George, your number three.
My number three is going to be Vandy in Texas as well there. We're going to see if Vandy still has it, if they've got the juice to keep it moving.
Uh-huh. That's my number three, too. I mean, yeah. It's Vandy, Texas.
And then I flipped with George. I went Chiefs and Bills. I mean, we've seen it a ton, but guys, we still get Mahomes and we get Josh Allen. We get Romo probably annoying us. Like, there's still something about that on a Sunday afternoon that feels right.
Death taxes.
It just feels right.
Chiefs and Bills.
Yeah.
It's like, on the Bills, it's a regular season game. They're probably going to win it, and then the Chiefs will beat them in the playoffs, and we'll have to deal with another Chiefs Super Bowl.
Then they'll change the rules again.
Number two, George. Yes, exactly.
Here's where I'm going to the World Series. This World Series has just been A+.
Mm.
It's been awesome. The coverage has been great. The games have been awesome.
Yeah.
It's this back and forth. Also, go Blue Jays.
Crowds have been great.
Crowds have been phenomenal.
Crowds have been really good.
DeMichael, you're number two.
Chiefs Bills.
Okay.
Yep.
I went World Series Game 7 for number two.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it simply comes back to the fact I can't put tonight's on there because I'm just convinced the Blue Jays aren't beating Yamamoto.
It's going nine again.
I'm actually upset at myself.
Uh-huh.
This is one of those series that if I would have just trusted my gut, I think I would have hit 5 of the 6 results outright. Because I was the one person. Everyone did the left the Blue Jays for dead after game 3.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, y'all know the Dodgers played 18 innings too, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone just go, oh, you can't come back after that. It's like, the Dodgers are older. Like, that. So the reason I'm putting game 7, it's a game 7, and also, I just don't know how watchable Seahawks and Commies is going to be, so I got no problem putting game 7 on TV 1.
Your number one? I'm going Oklahoma at Tennessee.
Does anybody have a different number one?
No.
It's a playoff eliminator.
Yeah.
It's kneeling at night.
With the added caveat now that the World Series game 7.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been my number one, and I would have had this game number two, but yeah.
I mean, we were talking about it off the air. I still think one of the best televised atmospheres of the year was Tennessee-Georgia this year.
For sure.
Oh.
Like, even the announcers, you could tell, like, they're in a booth, and it felt like they were yelling because it was so loud, because they were just trying to hear themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be rocking, man. It's going to be rocking.
All right.
This is a big game.
How do we feel as a grad? What is your stance on the, what do we call them, dark mode jerseys?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I can deal with these. I don't like the grays. The grays
like
are the ones.
Grays.
Yeah, you know, I'm out on those. I do like these. As a one-off.
I like them. Yeah. I like the jerseys.
They pop.
Yeah.
They pop.
They definitely like pop. Them. And I mean, I always think of stuff from the recruit's perspective.
I also think.
I'm not thinking of it from like the 1975 Tennessee fan.
I think more of, you know what recruits are thinking about right now?
What's that?
What's that offer say?
That's a cool jersey, but
yeah.
Do I get a watch with it?
How many zeros are on this paper?
MTSU has a home uniform and a road uniform. If MTSU paid the most money, that's where the kid would go.
That's where they're going.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I know it's fun to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. My thing is, don't overdo it. This feels like the right time to do it.
It's definitely the right time.
Oh, yeah.
This feels like the right time. Also, I will never forget Baker. Baker in the student section. Oh, that was what it all.
That was my freshman year.
That was
my freshman year of college. It's the first football game at Neyland that I went to.
I would say.
I'll never forget.
I would like to say that
Sterling
was my
Shepherd.
You had me at hello moment, but that's not true. He had a game against SMU at Texas Tech where he just was talking ish to.
Yeah.
To SMU, and I was like, that's someone I can ride with.
I wasn't fully engraved in the UT student code of conduct at that point.
That was a fast track learning system. We'll tell your story when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, This might be Tell Your Story Inception, because I do actually think the Ravens told their story about how to mischaracterize the injury report with Lamar. I find it hard to believe that literally not a single person knew, oh, if Lamar just runs scout team.
That opens a whole other question.
Like, but the king has weighed in. I cite Mr. Florio, comma Mike. The timing giving last Thursday's NBA scandal couldn't have been worse. The optics were horrible. The NFL had a decision to make. Go scorched earth or treat it like an accounting error. The Ravens got lucky on this one. The NFL may have helped engineer that luck by choosing not to hammer the Ravens and in turn alert the media, the public, and any and all relevant government entities that the league has a real issue with inside information. It's prevalent, it's easily abused, and misused. Thank you, King. That's how we head into a Friday. That's a Friday afternoon.
Right there.
I want to thank Blake Topmeyer for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. Make sure you're following along commercialappeal.com for all of DeMichael's information tonight as the Grizzlies take on the Lakers. Pregame 8 p.m. You can hear it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tip off with Eric at 8:30. For George, for DeMichael, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.